From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Same-sex marriage is coming to New York on July 24th, and New York City is gearing up to become the premier gay marriage destination. In a moment, we'll take a look at the numbers, how many gays and lesbians tend to marry when it becomes legal. But first, NPR's Margot Adler visited with some very eager bridal shops and florists.
No one knows the economic impact of same-sex marriage in New York. One report by the Independent Democratic Conference of the New York State Senate estimates about 66,000 gay couples will marry in the next 3 years. New York City & Company is the city's tourism and marketing organization. In about 2 weeks, it will roll out the NYC I Do campaign. They say same-sex weddings will add hundreds of millions of dollars to the already $31 billion tourism industry. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is the biggest booster. Why New York? Why now?
Because we have always led the charge for freedom, and we have always led by example.
But not all gays will marry immediately. Many weddings are planned a year in advance. Walk into Kleinfeld's, a huge bridal emporium. 17 fitting rooms serving 15,000 brides a year. Appointments are made 4 weeks in advance, and no one asks sexual preference. Jeanette Kruska is head of marketing and public relations.
The brides that would have called because of the law probably won't have an appointment for another month or so.
And since you typically order a dress 9 months to a year before the wedding, the clientele I see are women in traditional relationships looking for that perfect white dress. Kleinfeld's has served gays for years. They even have special consultants for same-sex couples. But that doesn't mean gays have always felt comfortable.
I think those that were a little reluctant to coming into an environment with so many heterosexual brides will feel more comfortable coming into the environment now.
Ronnie Rothstein is co-owner of Kleinfeld's, along with his wife, Mara Urschel. The new law does something else, he says.
It legitimizes something that should have been done long ago. This is exciting. Our business has always been good in that community, and I think this will make it better.
Astrantia, Veronica, Delphinium.
Rebecca Shepherd is buying flowers for a wedding at Associated Cut Flowers, a shop in the Flower District that's been here for 53 years. Salesman Nicholas Cassandra is upbeat.
More parties, more wedding planning, more flowers, so we love it here. It's just going to bring in more business.
But since most of the flowers are bought by event planners, it's hard to gauge the impact of same-sex weddings. Tom Simmons and James Bernacki are event planners at Tom James Flowers and Events. They got married in Connecticut. Bernacki says people are still stunned that the law changed, but a lot of gay couples want recognition.
They want their day. They want this dream for themselves.
And he thinks gay weddings will push the envelope.
Sharper, edgier, very sophisticated.
But that might be a stereotype, says Millie Martini Bratton, the editor-in-chief of Brides magazine. Bratton says marriage celebrations occur 46,000 times a weekend. There'll just be more people.
How it changes the look or the feel or whatever, that's all to be determined. But I would guess not that much.
The practical aspects are the same. What do we feed them? Do we have music? What will the invitations look like? And how will a magazine most think of as traditional mesh with this new reality? Bratton says the average reader of Brides is 27.
They're watching Glee and embracing all the different characters throughout popular culture. Modern Family, they're not separate from what's going on in the world.
So we don't know some things yet about same-sex marriage in New York, but probably it will be more like a tide than a tsunami. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.